Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she always leased, and then this last one we bought, but she was always a Jeep fan. She loved Jeeps, and she still does. I just heard that. But that was when Jeep was going through their its list, yeah, the stupid fixed pricing, list price or nothing, blah, 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 everything else like that. And at that time, she had the employee thing because her dad retired from there, so she had all the big discounts, and they would not budge one inch. By the time it was getting delivered, it was the sticker price, and that was that CEO that almost ruined the company. And then they had the in-between Jeep, which was she was fond of, and then we show up there, and then they bring out this little bitty freaking Compass and trying to tell us it's the same thing. Well, there was a big difference between the Grand Cherokee and a Compass. And, so basically he was trying to sell us a Compass at the Grand Cherokee price. And it's like, no, dude. So we got upset. This time we ended up with a Subaru. So it's okay. I mean, I don't, it's pretty much problem-free car. But it's still a Subaru, And the other thing, too, is that it has so many warning systems in it, it drives you crazy. You can't go 5 feet without the seatbelt light and noise driving you crazy. It's like unbelievable. And it tells you somebody's in the back seat, beeps at you if somebody's in the lane next to you, it beeps at you if you don't use your turn signal. I mean, it's over the top stupid with the safety features. Oh yeah, if you're looking at the radio, it tells you to keep your eyes on the road.